Sis Gugu, a very good morning. And Sis Gugu is a clinical psychologist and a marriage counselor. Today we're talking about keeping things in private. Is it important, Sis Gugu, to keep things that are going on in our lives private, or perhaps we should share with the world?
Good morning, JT, and to your listeners. You honestly cannot be going around just, you know, telling people everything that's going on in your life. And I think that there are certain things that you must hold close to you and sacred to you, you know. Mm-hmm. And not because you think you are better, but again, it's this issue of boundaries, issue of filtering, you know, and just being conscious of what it is that you want to put out there and what it is that you want to keep to yourself. And sometimes when you do keep things to yourself, you know, and just move along and watch and observe whatever is going on with your life, you find that you don't owe anyone an explanation and a reason to tell people and to justify yourself. So I think it's much more peaceful sometimes if you contain certain things and keep them to yourself.
But Cisco, sometimes, you know, the excitement, the excitement wants to take over. Perhaps, let's say, you know, you just bought a car and you've been saving for the longest time and you just want people to know, is it wise?
That is why then you need to have people that you are social with, you know, friends and people that you are close to, so that you don't then, that there's a close friend, then you'll send her the picture and then you'll communicate and you'll be gratified in telling the person, because there's enjoyment, there's fun in sharing the good news. It's good, you know. I'm just cautioning against, you know, that shouldn't know, that I'm not supposed to know, because I think that when we live in this world, you know, we are not the juiciest peach for everyone. So not everyone is going to like you. Not everyone is going to be happy for you. We talked about this, I think, 3 weeks ago. So I think it is important to share with the people that are going to have the same excitement as you when you've bought your car, when you've moved in into your new home.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's Sis Gugu, who is a clinical psychologist, not ours. Yeah, I like ownership. She's a clinical psychologist and a marriage counselor. Sis Gugu, for someone who may need your services, how do they get in touch with you?
It's 060-887-3398.
Thank you so much, Sis Gugu.
Thank you.